Well, it's a make-or-break summit about the future of the planet. The UN says the Earth's on a path to getting hotter, and this is the chance to do something about it. So we're going to hear a lot of jargon over the next fortnight. Let's get back to basics and remind ourselves about what's at stake. Emma Aisbett is the fellow at the School of Regulation and Global Governance at the Australian National University. We spoke earlier. Dr. Aisbett, we're talking about emissions targets. It's language that's just rolling off the tongues of politicians and scientists at the moment. But if you could take us back to basics, what does it mean to set a target and what do countries have to do to achieve those targets?
Yeah, that's a great question. So setting a target is, of course, on paper a relatively easy thing to do, presuming you can actually get political buy-in from your nation and your parties in the case of the coalition. And so I think one of the issues that's really on a lot of people's minds is whether all these targets that are being set by different countries around the world are actually going to mean anything in practice. And so, as you pointed out, there's two separate questions here, is how do we set a target and then how do we actually achieve the targets that we set? And that is a much, much more complicated task, of course. And I can talk to you sort of sector by sector about how we go about doing that. But it really means we need to change pretty much everything, the way we do everything in the economy.
What sort of impacts might individuals feel as we transition to renewables?
The impacts that you feel as a consumer, I guess, as you know, and a resident, a householder, probably different from those you will expect in your work, and that of course depends on your industry. So if you get the right information and the right support from your state or local government, the impacts can be very positive. So we're lucky enough to be sitting here in the ACT, which has 100% renewable electricity and also has sort of good support schemes for people to take advantage of that. And so our household is actually a zero emissions household. We have two electric vehicles. We have reverse cycle ducted heating and cooling. We have a heat pump hot water system. We have an induction stove and we have no gas connection whatsoever. So the gas price hikes that are going on around the world and making some people potentially feel nervous are really not worrying us at all here. So if you're well-informed and well-supported, you can actually really gain sort of financially as well as having a sort of warm glow from the energy transition as a household.
Dr. Emma Aisbett, thanks very much for joining the world today.
Thanks a lot, Rachel. Have a good day.
And Emma Aisbett is a fellow at the School of Regulation and Global Governance at the Australian National University.